decided to download TikTok amidst all of this because I had no idea what it was, and I heard everyone talking about it, and I was like, okay, this is something to do to pass the time. If you're familiar with TikTok, then you know about the flip the switch challenge, which is people trading clothes, basically. And it's always done in the bathroom. So it's two people standing in their bathroom, there's music playing, and then they turn off the light and turn it back on. And when the light comes back on, they've switched clothing. And it's just this meme that's been going around. But like tons of celebrities have done it. And just, you know, one of my favorite ones was somebody and their grandmother doing it. And so, like, you're seeing into all of these people's bathrooms, though, for the first time, you know? And it's just, that's just fascinating to me as something that I think in the past, even with the virtual era, people have been pretty careful about, like, what they show in their home. They keep those cards very close to their chest because our home, like I said before, is our safe space.
On that note, do you have any tips, tricks, skills, techniques, anecdotes, anything poetic, something that you want to share with our listeners about ways in which they can nourish themselves during this time of isolation and uncertainty?
I will address all of that and then we'll end with something poetic. How about that? I think in general, it's just really important for people to realize that, you know, right now, this is an incredibly triggering time for all of us. You can be triggered by a variety of different things, whether it be medical trauma, worrying about our bodies, like worrying about gaining weight or body shame, body dysmorphia, different things in our relationships, like feeling suffocated or abandoned or feeling lonely and isolated, missing our families, maybe feeling devalued by our families. Maybe our families are driving us a little crazy. And I think it's really important in this time to just be patient with each other. We've seen a huge, huge, huge uptick in the number of divorces that, or like requests for divorces during this time. And it's really because we're all in relationships are being put under a microscope. People don't really understand what their triggers are, or what their bodies feel like when they're triggered. And I think it's really important to build awareness around those things. Understand that we all have different survival skills. And sometimes our survival skill can be directly in conflict with a survival skill of a lover or a family member. And so it's really important to think about those skills and how to set and create boundaries wherein everyone can take care of themselves without interfering or triggering each other. Also learning some of those survival skills don't really serve us very well. So, you know, how we regulate our nervous system, whether it be by exercise or by things that are more disruptive like alcohol or drugs, there are other skills or other things that you can learn to help regulate your nervous system, like breath work, like connection. And I think it's important to try to learn new coping skills that are more supportive of your general well-being. No matter what you're doing right now to survive, you are being incredibly resilient, and whatever your survival skill is valid. Hopefully it doesn't cause too much harm to yourself, right? We approach it from a harm reduction standpoint. But I think right now, even if you know, I know everyone's doing their best. And I think that's also something that's really important to acknowledge. As far as maintaining sanity and general positive atmosphere for folks who are stuck at home with other folks, I think there's like an interesting contrast going on here, right? Everybody needs balance in their lives. So for the people who are stuck at home with other people, the grass is always greener on the other side, right? You know, they might want to be alone because you don't have space from these people like you normally would in a regular relationship, whether the kids are going to school or you're going to work, you're away from your family members for at least some part of the day and can have some alone time. On the other side, people who are alone are feeling incredibly isolated and are really reaching out and needing that human connection. I think it's important to just really focus on how to appreciate the situation that you're in and make the most of it. Being able to carve out space for yourself, whether it be taking a walk outside, going in a different room, sitting in your car, or going for a drive, you know, those things I think are really important and helpful. And it might feel, some people might have attachment anxiety where they feel safe with their family, so they don't necessarily want to leave or take time for themselves. But I think it's a matter of taking your medicine and doing something that in the long run will be healthier for you and your family and be more sustainable than constantly trying to coexist in a small space. And for people who are isolated, obviously virtual conversations don't really come close to the physical connections that we have with other people. I highly recommend people who are alone, if they can, they use weighted blankets or covering themselves with like a bunch of blankets or pillows, really like get the feeling of being touched or held and release some oxytocin and other bonding chemicals into the body. I think that's really important for people. Maybe even just giving yourself a hug, a massage, the sensation of touch, really paying attention to your body, I think is incredibly important. Doing deep breathing exercises or tapping, all of those things are really helpful for releasing stress hormones and also just feeling a sense of connection. I think those would be my overall recommendations. You know, people are starting to realize that this is becoming a mental health crisis. Myself, like so many other Americans, really didn't understand my own mental health for a long time until I started studying it, sought out help, and really learned how to address different things that were mentally difficult for me. That is a really important skill. It's something that, especially under pressure, I think we are all starting to learn, like I said before, what our triggers are, what are using this time, you know, as learning experience. It has been a great teacher, myself and about others, and how we cope with feeling disconnected from ourselves and others. The days that are met with onlyness aid and abet this loneliness. Onlyness is this concept that you and everyone else kind of stand in a very unique spot in the world based off of your history and your experiences and your visions and your hopes. And you offer a very distinct perspective to the world. And getting in touch with your onlyness during this time, like what makes, not only what is difficult for you and what your traumas and triggers are, but also what makes you thrive, what makes you feel joyous, focusing on those things and following things that I say, like when something sparkles for you, following the things that sparkle for you is going to, I think, at least for me, it has really helped to carry me through this experience.
Given that you've provided now our listeners with a number of resources, tools, and ideas about how to both cope and thrive in this time, what aspirations or predictions do you have for the way that society in general or the community that you are a part of may change on the other side of what we're experiencing in New York, which is a statewide shutdown?
Something that I have really been heartened to see is all of the mutual aid and the support that has been, communities have been building for each other. I've been really impressed by that and the resilience of a variety of different communities and how people are really feeling good about helping to take care of each other. I feel like we were getting to a point in society where we were all so individualized, and social distancing can enhance that individualization. But I think in a lot of ways, it has brought us to like the difficulty and adversity of this challenge has really brought people together. And so I just hope that people continue to work together moving forward, because that's been something really beautiful to see. I do want to say that I know that during this time, some people have been at home, literally stuck at home with folks who are unhealthy for them, who are abusive or causing domestic violence. And my heart really goes out to those people. If you find yourself in a situation like that, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE, which is 7233. And you can find them on thehotline.org. My heart goes out to you. I think you are all incredibly strong warriors. I just hope that you stay safe during this time. For everyone else, everyone in general, you can find me online at Miss Couple Official on Instagram. You can follow me there for all sorts of information about how to contact me, what services I offer, and also you can see what I've been up to during quarantine.